I heard 20, 25 years ago that in 20, 25 years, there was going to be as much of a water shortage as there was an oil or gas shortage worldwide. We're getting to that point.
That's Ed Harris at Little Pocket Creek, which runs through his Lee County farm. He's worried about water, and he's worried about hydraulic fracturing, the process used to extract natural gas from the type of shale buried deep beneath his farm.
They use a combination of millions of gallons of water, sand, and chemicals under extreme high pressure to further open fractures made in the rock, lest the gas escape. Then they pump this fluid back out of the ground.
These chemicals, known as fracking fluids, can be quite toxic. During hydraulic fracturing, the water also picks up whatever else is present in the shale, including salts and radiological material. It can take 3 to 5 million gallons of water to frack a well. Scientists are unsure how the water might move through naturally occurring fractures found throughout central North Carolina's geological formations. Up to a third of the water used in fracking comes back out as wastewater. A major problem is how to dispose of this wastewater.
We're all frightened of it because it all appears so new.
That is Vikram Rao, a former executive at Halliburton and a member of the Mining and Energy Commission, created by the General Assembly.
It is just polluted water. This polluted water that is being treated all over the world. And the industry knows how to treat it. So the bottom line is this. When we're done with using it for fracturing purposes, we should consider what is the best way to treat it for whatever the community needs at that time. It could be for agriculture or it could be for municipal use.
That suggestion is a head scratcher. I mean, at best it's naive, and at worst it could even be dangerous.
Robert Jackson is Nicholas Professor of Global Environmental Change at Duke University.
There are lots of things in the fracking fluids that we don't want in the environment around us. There are carcinogens, such as benzene. There was a study in West Virginia, which is a state that allows spraying wastewater on land, done by the Forest Service. And what the Forest Service scientists found was that after spraying, I think it was about 75,000 gallons of wastewater on an acre of land or so, this was oil and gas waste, they killed half the trees within a year.
Jackson wants the state to consider deep well injection to dispose of fracking wastewater. This is controversial. Geologists say the coastal plains area is the only part of North Carolina that could accept such waste, and there's a history of deep well injection polluting aquifers in eastern North Carolina. Jackson is not suggesting that deep well injection necessarily take place in this state without further study. He says wastewater might also be shipped to injection wells in another state like Texas. The North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources has made it clear that it prefers land application to deep well injection.
North Carolina has a fairly robust regulatory program for land application of wastewater.
Evan Kane is groundwater planning supervisor for the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources.
We've never done this before, and it's a significant engineering hurdle. But ultimately, what they put out on the fields, they have to do it in a manner that would protect groundwater, that would not destroy the soil structure, and that would allow for the growth of a plant for some beneficial purpose.
Many environmentalists wonder if there is any safe disposal method.
You can model anything the way you want to, and who's watching, who's monitoring? Is the testing going to ever be adequate? Are they ever going to be required to test for every substance?
Therese Vick is a community organizer for Blue Ridge Environmental Defense League. She has her own ideas regarding wastewater disposal.
The politicians and the ones that are serving on the Mining and Energy Commission who think it can be safe and think the waste can be disposed of safely need to volunteer their property for waste disposal, whether it be an evaporative pond, a condensate tank, or underground injection. Better be regulated real tough then.
For North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, I'm Richard Ziegler.